On August 18th, 2012, I attended Alaska Pro Wrestling show called August Aggression. You heard right, ladies and gentlemen. There is pro wrestling in Alaska. And as a huge fan of World Wrestling Entertainment and total nonstop action, I had to get an interview. After countless body slams, clotheslines, and drop kicks, I managed to drag in three of APW's best and newest superstars. This was not an easy task. It's hard to get them all to sit down in the same room. They hate each other's guts.
As soon as you caught wind that you can get a shot at this title, you jumped on it.
I wasn't looking for a shot at your title, and I don't have to lie to myself. You know, what it comes down to, Jeremy, simple fact is that I don't care about your belt. What I want is your head.
Well, as you can tell, these wrestlers have a mean streak.
Both knocked that $7 Great Clips haircut right off your head.
You know what, both of you keep talking, and it's going to be a surprise when, and a whirlwind, when the freak show comes in and takes you both out.
After I broke up the potential fight, I bravely spoke to Jeremy Goss, a.k.a. Pretty Boy, his rival Joe Brookman, a.k.a. 7-6, and the up-and-coming freak show, who refused to give out his real name. Finding out how they got into APW was my first obstacle.
Does anybody care?
No, I don't think anybody does care.
Really?
Really.
It's gotten to the point where I've told this story so many times that for the one and final time, I'll humor you. I did some time with the military, infantry soldier, one of my deployments. You know, stuff happened. I got hurt, was sent to the hospital over in Germany. And just out of the blue one day, John Cena and Randy Orton came up and spoke with me. And, you know, I asked them what it takes to actually get in to do what needs to be done. And, I acted on what they said. And as you can see right here, I've taken what they said and amplified it by 10. I'm Last Frontier champion, and I've been the champion for 4 months now.
For those who don't know about John Cena and Randy Orton, they're two famous wrestlers from WWE. Just like Cena and Orton are rivals, 7-6 decided to give Pretty Boy a run for his money.
My little nephew, he wanted to meet the stars, he wanted to meet the wrestlers. You know, we took him up there, and one of the people he wanted to meet was Jeremy here. Jeremy snubbed him. You know, he stuck his hand out, Jeremy ignored him. I tried to do the same, get a little attention, and he just looked at me like we were nothing. That kind of set me off a little bit, you know. I mean, I'm used to seeing a lot of that in regular everyday life. You know, kind of got me thinking. One night I decided, you know, maybe I should come on down and teach this little boy a lesson of manhood. Kind of went from there.
Freak Show then gives me a rundown of his start with entertainment wrestling.
Well, for me, it was my brother. He ended up buying a wrestling ring. So, I mean, as soon as he got it, it's been a dream of mine and his to become a wrestler. And Michael Madness got a hold of him and wanted to do a show, and I've been doing it ever since.
Michael Madness is the owner and founder of Alaska Pro Wrestling, which began in 2010. Now, in wrestling terms, a face is a good guy, and a heel is, well, Pretty Boy explains.
Heel is me. Bad guy. Doesn't care. I do what I have to do to win. I have no shames about what I do. And, you know, you got your face like this tool and Freak Show. I don't even know what he's doing there. Still, I don't even understand what you're doing here.
What I'm doing here, I'm getting my airtime because I'm going to be the biggest thing in APW. Just wait. You think you're the biggest thing, but they're going to throw you to the curb soon.
Let's get back to the point there. Freak Show, Pretty Boy. You guys can jaw back and forth, both of you. We can talk about face and heel. Any given night, the fans can choose to cheer who they want to cheer. They can boo who they want to boo. Love us, hate us, you're never going to forget us.
So, you had a show, August Aggression, August 18th, I believe. Can you tell the listeners who weren't there how the show was for you guys?
Do you want to take this one, Chan? How was the show for you?
The show was great for me. I walked out with my belt.
No, you scurried out, if I recall. Is that how you remember it there, pre-show?
I was there. I couldn't wrestle, you know.
Remember some scurrying?
I seen it, too. I didn't even get the debut because another pretty boy scared over there had to defend his title against 7-6. Guess supposedly didn't want to risk an injury in the Rumble. Which, well, it's pretty boy. He can injure himself quite frequently. So I don't know why he had me booted out, but oh, don't worry. The 15th is coming. I'll make my debut.
You make all the debuts you want. I ain't have to deal with you. All I gotta deal with this tool again. Lumberjack match this time. Just another way for me to prove it.
Yeah, that. Lumberjack match. Don't you
know
think
what?
I'm gonna be on the outside
of
that?
You know what? Pretty boy's talking. You shut up.
Oh, bite me. I'll talk whenever I want to talk. I ain't scared of some little prissy girl in pink pants.
It's a real man to wear pink. You just gotta remember that.
Okay, can we talk about moves? What are your signature moves?
Well, mine is called the Lights Out.
Is that when you drop on the canvas and count 1, 2, 3? He does his signature move, which is roll out of the ring and hightail it for the locker room, because that's pretty much what I've seen so far.
No, that's just him. No, I don't know what you're talking about, counting this 1, 2, 3. I'm not a referee, buddy. You might think I am. I don't know.
I didn't think so either.
Yeah, it takes a small degree to be a referee. You have to be able to count. And from what I've noticed, you can't do anything yet for each other.
Your finishers.
Anyway,
please tell me your finishers.
Oh, anyway,
yeah.
Getting back on moves. Nobody cares about Freak Show. Nobody cares about this guy. The only thing that really matters is pretty well. Easily. Finishers, mine. Cold sweat.
Go ahead, Magic Mike. Don't let me steal the thunder from you.
Anyway.
Fair enough.
People keep asking me cold sweat. It's a modified diamond cutter. That's all it is. And for 4 months, it served me just fine.
My finisher is basically if they're in the corner and, well, I'm going to put the legs up and I'm going to take a low blow and then I'm just going to kick them right in the face.
I don't really settle on a single thing. The one I prefer to use, and you got a brief glimpse of it on the 18th, I call it high ankle hell. It's an off the turnbuckle leg drop, essentially.
So, because you guys are talking all the smack talk, when is your next bout?
It'll be September 15th, September Stampede.
Eventually, Freak Show's annex got to be too much, and I bolted out the room.
I think you spooked out young darling there. See,
yeah, really?
You get to talk and every female in the room leaves. That's insane.
Well, whatever. I'm the freak show. Of course I'm going
to
scare everybody away.
I think there's one opportunity where the champ and I are here on the same side.
You can find out more about the Wrestlers of Alaska and when they'll be back in the ring at alaskaprowrestling.com. With the Alaska Teen Media Institute, this is Senior Reporter Tiana Johnson.